Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 26, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to internal reports seen by Reuters, researchers at Twitter determined that so-called heavy tweeters have been in absolute decline since March 2020. These heavy tweeters log in 6 or 7 times a day and tweet 3 to 4 times weekly. The accounts make up less than 10% of monthly users, but generate 90% of all tweets and account for half of global revenue. The report found interest in news, sports, and entertainment declining among these heavy users, while cryptocurrency and NSFW content the highest growing topics. Apple updated its App Store rules to require iOS developers to use in-app purchases for sales of boosts for posts in a social media app, meaning Apple would take a 30% commission on those purchases. In May 2021, during the Epic versus Apple antitrust trial, Apple's Phil Schiller testified that the company has never taken a cut of iOS developer ad revenue. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Spotify CEO Daniel Ek said subscribers can expect a price increase sometime in 2023. Spotify's individual premium plans at $9.99 a month has remained the same in the U.S. since launching in 2011, although it's raised prices of family plans here last year. Ek said the service increased prices in other markets without losing subscribers. Japan's digital ID effort launched in 2016, but the government has had a hard time getting people to sign up. The government of Japan is now linking the My Number card to driver's license and health insurance. And the key is that current health insurance cards will be discontinued in late 2024. So after that point, if you want health insurance cards, you need a My Number card, which means you need to sign up for the digital ID program. Samsung began rolling out maintenance mode to Galaxy devices running One UI 5. Currently, that's limited to the Galaxy S22. When activated, this will create a separate account on a device for a technician to use when repairing it, preventing them from viewing personal information or installing apps. Turning off maintenance mode will wipe any apps or data from a technician. Samsung plans to roll it out to other devices in 2023. Microsoft earned $2.35 per share in its Q1 on revenue of $50.12 billion, both beating analyst estimates. Azure grew revenue 35%. Microsoft 365 consumer subscriptions increased 13% in the year to 61.3 million. Within its more personal computing unit, Windows license revenue decreased 15% in the year, its steepest decline since 2015. Surface hardware revenue increased 2% in the year. Xbox hardware revenue increased 13%, but content and services revenue fell 3%. On its earnings call, Microsoft said GitHub now has over 90 million active users, up from 73 million in November 2021. Two more companies signaled the continued slowdown in tech demand. In Q3, memory chip maker SK Hynix saw operating profit fall 60% on the year to 1.66 trillion won, below analyst estimates. It also plans to reduce capital investments by over 50% in 2023. This came as overall memory chip prices fell 20% in the year in Q3. Meanwhile, hard drive maker Seagate announced plans to cut 7.5% of its employees, about 3,000 jobs, and projects to have its lowest quarterly revenue since 2005. Alphabet missed analyst estimates in its Q3, earning $1.06 per share on $69.09 billion in revenue, up 6% of the year. YouTube ad revenue fell 2% in the year to $7.07 billion. Google Cloud beat analyst estimates, increasing revenue 38% in the year to $6.9 billion. Match Group will roll out a new selfie verification feature to its dating app Hinge next month. Users will take a video selfie, which will be reviewed using automated systems and human moderators. Once confirmed to be authentic, users will receive a verified badge on the app. OM System, the company spun out of Olympus's camera division, announced a new mid-range mirrorless camera, the OM5. It offers a 20-megapixel Micro Four Thirds sensor, IP53-rated weather sealing, and native support for using it as a webcam over USB. It uses a new TruePic 9 processor for computational photography modes found in higher-end OM System cameras, things like Live ND, handheld high-res mode, and Starry Sky autofocus. It ships in late November for $1,200. Google expanded availability of its Workspace individual plans to 12 new countries, now available in the Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, Thailand, the Netherlands, Portugal, Belgium, Finland, Greece, and Argentina. The company also upped the cloud storage that comes with these accounts, up from 15 gigabytes to 1 terabyte. Google launched a new web portal to view and manage Nest cameras at home.google.com. The company previously supported WebView on products released before 2021, but this new portal applies to all newer Nest models. Google also started rolling out support for creating household routines in the Google Home app, letting anyone in a home create routines that can be edited by other users. And finally, Trails of Bits researcher Andreas Kellis published details on a high-severity vulnerability in the SQLite database library, first introduced with a code change in October 2020, so 22 years ago. The vulnerability could allow for a denial-of-service attack or arbitrary code execution when presented with extremely large string inputs of 1 gigabyte or more. SQLite is included by default by most popular OSs and web browsers. SQLite patched the flaw in version 3.39.2, released back in July. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.